Hey guys, thanks for joining us again tonight. Jumping on in, and glad you're here. We're gonna go to games in a little bit. We got some great snacks over there. Some ham and cheese sandwiches and some ham and turkey sandwiches combo. Ham and turkey and cheese. There's some turkey and cheese on some Hawaiian rolls. So good, man. I'm hungry. So good. There's actually some. Have you had that orange vanilla Coke yet? Have you tried that? We got some of that. It's pretty good stuff. So got some of that left over from Wednesday night. All right. So we are in the middle of a talk for this semester about God and everything else. And I just wanted to drive home the point that God is the creator and everything else is creation. And his most favorite creation is humans. And he made humans male and female. We've been talking about that. And then... So I talked to you a little bit about how God made two sexes. He made the male sex and the female sex. And then we talked a little bit about how it's easy for us to mistreat the other sex. If you're a female, it's easy to mistreat the men. And if you are male, it's easy to mistreat women. To objectify each other, to buy into stereotypes, to want to use each other for your own good, to I want to use you, to get out of you what I want from you, and that's it. There's a tendency to do that, right? It happens. It's happened all the time throughout the history of mankind. We talked about that the first week. I talked to you a little bit about just helps for dating last week. I said, okay, you know... You're at the stage of your life where if you're not dating someone, you're at least attracted to other people. What would it look like to have a relationship that constantly went to Jesus, that had God first in that relationship? So I gave you four helps for dating last week. You probably remember those. You probably don't remember those helps. But priority was the first one. Then purity. Then we talked about the person. And then I talked about your parents, and then I mentioned you got to go to Jesus for pardon. That's the last P. That was the extra P. So those are some dating helps. Here's what I want to do tonight. And I need you to buy into a premise first, okay? We've already said that there are certainly different biologies, that there is a biological male, there's a biological female. We have chromosomes and different chemicals, or at least different levels of chemicals. We have different bodily parts, different roles in reproduction. Okay, we talked about that. That's clear. That's objective. That's clear. What's not clear is that the only difference, right? Maybe the only difference between men and women is that we have different body parts, but everything else is the same. Is that true? Or is there something unique to the way we live if you're a man, and unique to the way we live if you're a woman? Is there something unique about being a man? Is there something unique about being a woman beyond biology? That's the question I want to talk about tonight, and just ask the scriptures from Genesis, what's unique about men? We can't cover the whole biblical doctrine of manhood, right? Can't do that today. No way. Can't do that. I couldn't do that anyways. Certainly not just tonight, couldn't do that. So I just want to touch on a little bit from the book of Genesis. What's unique about men? Here's some pictures of some stereotypical men, right? Here's a guy with a massive beard. Is that what it means to be a man? Hey, look, if you can grow a beard and wear a flannel shirt, you're awesome. That's what it means to be a man. Is that what it is? Here's a picture of a dude who is... he probably is taking steroids because his muscles are so massively huge. It's gross. Maybe to be a man is to have really big muscles. Is that what it is to be a man? Here's a picture of three guys drinking beer, watching some sporting activity. You can't see what they're watching on TV. Maybe it's football. Maybe it's soccer. Maybe it's baseball. It should be baseball because it's baseball season right now. But although the Braves had a terrible opening day, so sad about that. But they beat the Cubbies. They did beat the Cubs. So, hey, it's okay. It's good. That's good. Is that what it means to be a man? I love sports. I love sports and drink beer. How about this? Drive a big truck. If I drive a big truck, I'm a man, right? No. How about this? I'm going to wear camo and have a really big gun that I hunt with. Maybe that's being a man. Is that what it means to be a man? How about this? Here's a dude who's got a pile of meat in front of him. He's eating with his hands, not with his utensils. And he's got a ton of hot wing sauce all over his wife beater tank top shirt with a tattoo on his left shoulder, or his right shoulder, I guess. And he's just attacking that meat. Is that what it means to be a man, right? A man. What does it mean to be a man? There's a stereotypical view of men. What is the biblical view of man? What does God say a man is? What is unique about men? Let's look at these verses here from Genesis. I'm going to read these to you. The Lord God took the man, put him in the garden. You see the text there. I highlighted the word him. That's the masculine him. In the garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man. So he gave a command to the man. We're talking about the man here. Adam is the man, if you didn't know that, in this story. And look at what he says to him. He says, all right, Adam, you may surely eat of the tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So God says to Adam, Eve is actually not even alive yet. God hasn't made her. He says to Adam, all right, here's two trees, Adam. Here's a good one. Right? Here's a picture of a good tree, I guess. And then here's the bad one. All right, Adam, eat the good one. Don't eat the bad one. Okay? You'll be blessed if you eat from the good one. Don't eat from the bad one. That's what God says to Adam. Adam, do this. Don't do this. All right? That's what God tells the man. Now, after Eve is made, take a look at these verses. Eve took of the forbidden fruit and she ate it. Oh, man, Eve, you did it. She ate the fruit she wasn't supposed to eat. But look at this next phrase. She also gave some to her husband who was with her. Adam was standing by. Adam was there when Eve took of the forbidden fruit. God said, Adam, you're the only one who knows the right and the wrong in this situation. At that time, Adam doesn't know he's going to have a wife. He doesn't know he's going to have kids. He has no idea. But that's the implication, right? Every other person needs to know this, Adam. This is what's right and this is what's wrong. So sometime later, Eve comes along. Guess what? She takes the forbidden fruit. Adam is standing right there when she does it. He lets her do it. And then look at these verses. Adam and Eve heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. They are together. Adam and Eve are together. Both of them, the man and his wife, hid themselves from the presence of God. They both were hiding. They both sinned. They both were hiding. Look at this. But the Lord God called to the man, said to him, where are you? He came looking for Adam. Because God had put Adam in the place of knowing what was right and wrong. He was expected that Adam would let Eve know what was right and wrong, and he did. But then he let her, he stood right there while she did what God said not to do, and then he did what God said not to do. And when God came, he came looking for Adam. God expected Adam to be the first one to put God first. So let me ask you this. What's unique about men? This is a very simple statement. What's unique about men? How about this? God calls upon men to be the first to put God first in all their relationships, especially their relationships with women. Be the first to put God first. You know, here's a couple. Here's a guy and a girl and they're dating, right? You're dating somebody. And who's going to be the first one to bring up God? Who's going to be the first one to put God first? Who's going to be the one to say, I'm a Christian first? Who's the one that's going to say, listen, there's a way that God has called me to live, and there are certain things I can do, I love to do, certain things I can't do. Who's going to be the first to put God first? It's going to be the man. Listen to me, guys. If you are male, if God made you male, you're a biological male, God is calling you right now in all of your relationships to be the first one to put God first. You know, in this youth group, you know what will be awesome? If in this youth group, the guys, the men, and you males, you guys that are made men, that God made you men, if you would be the first ones to say, you know what? We're going to praise God. We're going to love God. We're going to keep Jesus first. We're going to seek first the kingdom of God here. And there's certain things we're not going to let be said. There are certain things we're going to say all the time. We're going to be praising him. We're going to be honoring good things. We're going to be loving people. But we're not going to use people. We're going to be the first to put God first around here. That would be awesome. Man, that would be so awesome. By the way, it already happens a lot. It does already happen a lot. But God calls upon men to be the first to put God first in all their relationships. Does that mean girls? Does that mean God doesn't expect you to put him first? No. We're going to talk next week about, what does femininity look like? What does it look like to be a woman? What does that look like? And we're going to be very basic there too. But stereotypically, here's what happens, right? Here's what we think a man is stereotypically. Men drive a big truck, burp loud, be stinky, eat meat, have a gun, drive fast, big muscles, have a beard, swing an axe. That's what it means to be a man. And if you're a guy that doesn't like those things, if you're a guy that likes to stay inside, you like to decorate, you like to play music on an instrument, let's say you really love playing the violin or the cello or the flute, you're a musician and you like to play indoors and you don't want to grow a great big beard and you don't want to drive a truck and people will say, well, you're girly. You're not really a man. You're just a sissy. And guys, that is not true. To be a man doesn't mean that you have to like camping and wearing flannel shirts. That's not what it means to be a man. To be a man means you're the first one in every relationship to put God first. To be a man means I may not be very strong. It could be tragic, right? Here's a man and he becomes a paraplegic or a quadriplegic. I mean, does he have physical strength? No. Is he able to go out and make a bunch of money for his family? No. Is he able to start fires and chop down trees and drive fast in a truck and eat meat? No. Well, maybe he can eat meat, but someone will have to help him if he's a quadriplegic. Does that mean that guy is not a man? Boy, he's just a... No. You know what it means to be a man? To be the first to put God first. To speak up for Jesus. To love the gospel. To be the first to put God first. That's what it means to be a man. Now, it may be that you don't want to put God first. And that's because you don't know him. Man, let me tell you guys about Jesus for 1 minute. Jesus is God in the flesh. God came to earth and his name is Jesus. And you know what? Jesus was full of love, but he was full of strength too, full of compassion, full of kindness. He opened the eyes of the blind. He raised people from the dead. He never sinned. He did everything right. And then he was killed and he rose again from the dead. Jesus is awesome. God is amazing. Our God, the one true God, is amazing. Why would you not want him to be first? How could you not talk about him? He is amazing. Think about what he's done for you. He loves you. He cares for you. When you're asleep at night, he guards your bed. There are things that have never come your way because he's protected you. Jesus is our God. He is amazing. A man says, he's going to be first in my life. He's going to be first in all my relationships. What does it mean to be a man? Boy, that's a big question, but it at least means this. Be the first to put God first. All right, let me give you guys a few questions, all right? Let me ask you this. Go to your small group and, who are the godly men in your life? How have they